Exclusive: Republican nominee Wesley Hunt for Texas's new district. Inflation, border, crime are low-hanging fruit for red wave. By Robert Krajicek on November 7, 2022. Wesley Hunt, Republican nominee to represent Texas's 38th congressional district in the U.S. House of Representatives, said on Monday's edition of the Breitbart News Daily podcast with host Alex Marlow that expanding domestic energy development would be a top priority of his if elected. Texas's 38th congressional district is among two recently created districts in the Lone Star State to be represented by two new House seats in the forthcoming 118th United States Congress due to the state's population growth. Hunt noted the district's inclusion of some of Houston's suburbs while stating his focus on oil and gas development in the region. "Energy is my top thing," he said. "All 800,000 people that will live in my district are in some way tangentially related to the oil and gas and energy industry. That is my absolute top priority, and as the energy congressman of the world, I'm trying to get on the Committee on Energy and Commerce. As a freshman, it's a pretty heavy lift, but that's my top priority, because that's what I must do for my district." He continued, "Secondly, for me, is safety. What we're seeing down here in the greater Houston area and in every major city, LA, Chicago, Atlanta, New York, we have seen crime ravage our communities. We've got to do something about that. Last but certainly not least, number three, it's the border. This shouldn't be a partisan issue. Unfortunately, it is. The world laughing at us, and as somebody that has spent time overseas, I was a diplomatic liaison officer in Saudi Arabia. I served in Iraq and someone that has been all over the world. We are the laughingstock in terms of what's happening at our border. It is an absolute joke to think that we've had over 4.5 million people that we know of enter our country illegally in the last 2 years," he added. Democrat-driven American decline provides low-hanging fruit for Republican electoral victory in the House, Hunt assessed, including rising energy costs related to the Democrat Party's campaign to end domestic fossil fuel production. "We have some low-hanging fruit, right now," he remarked. "If you look at what's happening with inflation, look at what's happening at the border, look at what's happening with crime. Enough fentanyl has poured into our country to kill every single American 5 times. And of course the war on our own domestic energy." Hunt described his race as emblematic of Americans' meritocratic views transcending race. "Despite ongoing Democrat and left-wing characterizations of America to the contrary. There's the reason why people are moving down here to Texas, because we understand what freedom means. We understand that we don't want to tax you to death. We want small businesses to prosper. We want big businesses to prosper." He continued, "We want the government out of our lives. And I feel like Texas and Florida are doing a very good job of that." Hunt described the demographics of Texas's 38th congressional district as friendly to his Republican candidacy. He said, "It would have been a district that President Trump would have won by about 20 to 25 points. Today, it's also a 72% white majority district. I'm a black man, and what I love about that is that I will be the first congressman as a black man in a white majority seat, because that's the Houston, Texas, that I know and love." He concluded, "It's not about race. It's not about religion, color, or creed. It's about good governance that we all want to see. Regardless of what you look like, and that's what I have the opportunity to represent right here in Houston." Follow Robert Krajicek on Twitter @RKrajicek.